Now, intercession is one of those things. And I want to tell you something. Last Sunday morning, you didn't know this, and only I did, and I should have shared it with you. I started to share it with you. And I was thinking about it in terms of Israel. You remember last week, I did this in both services where I came in and I prayed and I said, I believe the United States of America has taken a wrong stand in a specific area. And I said, I'm going to pray. I'm going to intercede for us. Do you know that I felt like the Father told me last week before church that I needed to be on record, Covenant Bible Church, put Covenant Bible Church on record last Sunday morning as somebody who prayed for Jerusalem last week and publicly said, I don't agree. It's not a political statement, what I'm telling you right now. I'm telling you from Democrats, Republicans alike have had the ability in our lifetime to stand on the wrong side of what I believe God's heart is toward Israel. And so what I was doing last week was I made a mark in heaven. Now, I don't want any credit for this. I'm just telling you because I'm telling you it's important that where we stand. It was written in heaven last Sunday morning. Okay, Covenant Bible Church, prayed this prayer this morning. I pay attention to it. God's got a book in heaven, you know that, with everything to do with your life. And he wrote for us last Sunday morning, all right, they determined where they would stand. Because I was interceding for you and for us last Sunday morning. That's a powerful gift to the community. You have that thing too. And I'll tell you why that's true, why I believe that we need to be very careful when it comes to Israel in particular. I'm just going to kind of center on them just for a second. I'll get back to the community and regional. Even though I do believe this is community and regional, I think it's probably more regional than community, but it's both. Did you know that the 10 most catastrophic events in the history of the United States, as far as finance and oftentimes as far as life and death, came about, you can look this up yourself, by the way, came about on days or times or particular weeks when the United States stood in a place that was contrary to the word of the Lord where Israel is concerned. Do you know that the first, number one, it's not really hard for you to guess this, but the first most catastrophic event in the United States history was Hurricane Katrina, right? Y'all could believe that. It happened on August 23rd, 2005. $150 billion in damage in the United States. 1,300 people died. And we know the date, August 23rd, 2005. If you didn't know it, you at least remember some of the battle. But you know that, let's go back 1 month before that date. July of 2005, the G8, that is like United States, France, European Union. Anyway, there are eight countries that come together and they call themselves the G8. They kind of stick together and UN votes and stuff like that. They met to discuss and made a plan for the Israelis to move out of Gaza and northern Samaria. That was their plan. That was part of their peace process. In other words, they wanted to trade those people to move out. If they gave up their land, then the Palestinians could move into that land, and then there would be a peace agreement that took place over there. Okay? On August 15th, which is, you know, a week or so before Hurricane Katrina, 63,000 Israeli soldiers delivered notices to the people in Gaza and northern Samaria that they had to move out. They started moving them out between 15th and the 23rd. Israeli soldiers evacuated those communities. About the last 3,000 of them had to be drug out of there by their feet. And on August the 22nd, our president, which was George Bush at the time, came out with this statement. I quote, "My vision, my hope is that one day we will see two democratic states living side by side in Israel." Now, he said that because he knew if he could move those people out of the Gaza Strip and northern Samaria, that they're fooled into believing our government even sometimes that these people are actually going to live beside of Israel and not try to kill them. Okay. Well, one day later, Hurricane Katrina happened. I mean, you can believe that if you want to, if you think it's coincidental, if you want to, but I'm going to tell you the top 10 most catastrophic events in the history of the United States can be lined up with things that happened with Israel. Like, for instance, number two, 9/11. How many of you guys remember 9/11? Okay. You know, happened on September 11th. You know, on September the 10th, President Bush and the Prince Abdullah of Saudi Arabia met to complete a Bush's Middle East peace plan, which would require of Israel to have two states living side by side. It was supposed to be presented to the UN on September the 24th, 2001, as where we're going to stand. I didn't make it to that, by the way. Hurricane Andrew, number three. I'm only going to go over three of them because I know we don't have time to do all of it. Hurricane Andrew, August 23rd and 24th, 1992, $26.5 billion in damages. 125,000 homes were destroyed. 61 people died. On August the 24th, that same day that this was going on, the Madrid Land for Peace meeting convened in Washington, D.C. that morning. Now, I could go on and on if you want me to. I'm just telling you, you can look it up yourself. What I can't figure out is why we don't have anybody in it with enough sense in our government to go look stuff like this up. But I want to tell you something. I said all that to say this. We do. I will keep you informed as much as I can.